A public-private effort reopened the Flambeau River Mill in the summer of 2006, but the mill has struggled, mostly because of high energy costs from coal and natural gas. This $5 million federal grant will go toward an $84 million project to convert the mill to biomass energy, using pellets made of wood waste. Flambeau River's Bill Johnson says this is an example of a successful public-private venture.
You know, definitely. At least in the pulp and paper industry, there's a lot of conservative mindsets out there. People don't like to try new things that might be able to save a little bit of money. Tell people open their eyes and they're waiting to see what we're doing. So we'll certainly go a long ways into opening the eyes of other pulp and paper mills and exploring energy savings programs that can help their bottom line.
At stake are the jobs of 600 mill workers and loggers in the Price and Ashland County area. Park Falls Mayor and mill employee Tom Ratzlaff says the announcement of the grant is electrifying.
This would be the first of its kind in the United States if we're able to get this mill energy independent. We're just hoping that what we do here helps other paper mills.
Converting to wood waste pellets could save Flambeau Paper Mill $4 to $5 million a year in energy costs. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.